The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And today's show is about healing the great divide. You know, like when you get distracted by something that you shouldn't be doing when you're in the midst of doing something
like,
else.
Like I am right now, you mean?
Yeah.
Ah. I'm missing one card. I'm not?
No.
Oh, I just thought I was. See?
No, not yet. Our credit cards just came and we're in the midst of, you know, like when they expire and you get the new ones, only our old ones are so hardy you can't cut them up at home anymore, so they gave us a little thing to send them back.
Okay.
Anyway, that's...
Hey, we're healing the great divide.
That's right. Because you know you can only do one thing at a time and do it effectively, but most of us...
think that we can be able to multitask, and you can't really multitask.
You cannot.
You can only do one thing at a time. But Ariel and I seem to multi-talk.
We do. We finish each other's sentences.
So if we do, and when we do, and as we do.
Well, you know, we met some lovely, lovely new folks at this last Monday Night Alive in New York City. By the way, if you are listening and you're in the tri-state area or even in the Boston, Philly area, because people do come to Mondays from there, those Mondays are really heating up to be these incredible adventures. But one of the things that people talked to us about, again on Monday, was how amazing it was our...
The way we interact and interface.
And our conversation style.
Right.
But if you're not fighting with your life...
And, well, if you're not fighting with your life, you won't be fighting with your partner either. Or anybody else for that matter.
Today's show is an opportunity for you to practice the skill set of managing yourself so that you can be where you are when you're there. It's really, really about being here.
Mm-hmm.
And the easiest way to do that is by listening. And listening, of course, is this active skill set. It's not a passive thing. It's not where you sit back and do other things at the same time. And I've done that before. I've been on the phone and my eyes get caught by email and I start reading and listening and I have to bring myself back to the one thing that I'm doing. Listening is really about
slowing yourself down and getting into the current moment of your life.
And hearing what another person is saying from his or her perspective.
And most of us don't. Most of us find the flaws in what other people are saying or look to defend our points of view in opposition to other people's points of view. And, you know, you can do that. That's what we've been raised to do. That's what we've learned is communication. But it's not really. Listening, true listening, will heal the people you listen to and will heal you in the process of listening.
It really does heal the great divide. And most of us are divided. We are not just hearing, we're thinking about.
I don't think that's true.
No. Yes. No. Yes.
See, if you don't think it's true, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make it not true.
And if you do think it's true, it doesn't make it true. It's just an extra commentary that we've been trained to add as if that is the important part of our lives. But you are not your thoughts.
So you're not the story of your life either, if and when you get into the current moment of your life.
Have you ever noticed when you get really absorbed in something, anything, that's where you get the juice and the pleasure from life?
Mm-hmm.
It's really happened for Shia a lot recently. I did such a smart thing. I bought a professional window washing set, and it's so much fun to use. I feel it's a little like Tom Sawyer, you know, he says to all his friends to paint the, I mean, we started by washing the windows together, but he's taken over because he's been having so much fun, and it's so gorgeous to see the result.
I go out on the roof of our house and clean the big windows that are facing out of our office. We now can clearly see the trees.
So it looks a lot like
through the trees.
We're looking through nothing. There's it's
except
it's,
for a little bit of reflection every once in a while. There's no dirt though. No, the fog has lifted.
But anybody who's listened to our show for more than a short period of time knows that one of our passions is fly fishing, and that Charlotte loves to go fishing. And it was really neat to see how he had the option to clean the windows or to fish. And there were times where he was like, no, the windows are more fun, because when you get really involved
in whatever you're doing, that is exquisite. But if you're complaining, comparing, thinking you should be doing something different in the current moment of your life, then nothing is satisfying. In fact, if you go fly fishing, when you have a project to do, then you think while you're out fly fishing about the project, so you don't really enjoy the fly fishing. It doesn't matter what you do. If you are multitasking, you're missing out on your life, because your life only happens in the current moment, and you can only be here for what you're doing rather than thinking about what you should be doing.
You know, when Shai says if you're multitasking, he's not talking about switching quickly from one thing to another. Sometimes you will have lots of projects happening in a day, and you will need to be switching from project A to project B in a very short time frame.
I'm talking about driving down the freeway and texting. And you'd be amazed how many people we see driving down the freeway texting, or they'll be reading a novel. It'll be propped up on their steering column.
We saw a guy the other day drinking and driving. Now, mind you, he was drinking a sports drink or some energy drink. It wasn't like...
But he was an alcoholic.
I could have sworn he was alcoholic. He slowed down. He was swerving. We're like, this person's doing something. And he was so involved in tipping the bottle that he took his eyes off the road. There is a doing two things at once.
And you don't do either one well.
And that's what Jai is talking about when he's referring to multitasking. We are not talking about having multiple tasks in your office to do.
Everybody's got multiple tasks in their lives to do, you know. But the thing is this, whether you have multiple tasks to do or not, you only can do one thing at a time. If you bring your attention to what you're doing, what you do will be produced with relative ease, and it will be flawless, because you'll have your awareness, your attention, your focus on what you're up to, rather than thinking about all the other things you need to do that day.
We have a caller. Let's take her.
Okay, who do we got?
We have Kim. You with us, Kim?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling in from, Kim?
From Germany.
Where in Germany?
It's Essen.
Essen
is a city in the Ruhr area, close to Düsseldorf.
It's so nice to hear your voice.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm fine, thank you.
How's motherhood?
That's really lovely, except for the short nights.
Short nights, yes.
Yes.
People don't realize that. I think it's
Yeah, that's really the main difference for me. And I really enjoyed the time before birth when I was able to sleep as long as I wanted to.
Right. You know, when you were a little girl and you played with your doll, you went to sleep at night. The doll didn't wake you up.
Yeah.
Now the doll wakes you up.
Yeah, that's true. But it's not really a complaint. So it's sometimes I'm really, really tired when she wakes me. But it's fine then. I know she needs me. So, yeah, I do what I can do to help her.
That's great.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's really lovely. And she's a big lady already. Yesterday she was 4 months with us. So time really flies by.
4 months. Wow.
Yeah. And you will meet her in Hamburg next month.
Excellent. How sweet. What's her name now?
Ellie.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to meeting Ellie.
Yeah, me too.
So, Kim, what can we do for you today?
Yeah, so what I recognize since I spend a lot of time with Ellie is that especially in the time when I'm on my own and I could slow down and just do what I want to do, it's like all these agendas I have just pop up in my mind. I could do, or I should do this, I should do the dishes, or I should clean a little bit, I should call friends. So most of the time I'm just busy with thinking about what should I do best with my time instead of just enjoying it.
Yeah, well, you know, if I were you, I would relax a little bit. You're in a period of time now where you're taking care of your baby, and that's your main job.
Yeah.
You know, I actually love that you're saying this because it reminds me of something. I know we've talked about it from time to time on previous shows, but I notice what you're describing most often when Shai and I have just flown back from Hamburg, for instance, and we're jet-lagged. I can sit in the car, and usually our assistant Christina and I'll pick this up, and Shai sits in front, and I sit in back. So I don't have anything. I don't even have to watch the road. I can just, like, lay back. Mm-hmm. And what happens is the list of things I think I will do that day or should do or could do start running through my mind, like, I can unpack, I can do the grocery shopping, then we can unpack the groceries, and I can make this, and I can make that food for the week, and I can answer emails, and et cetera. It goes on, and I've come to discover that when I have that going very rapidly,
That conversation,
that is code for, I am overtired, and I really shouldn't do anything.
Oh, that's cool.
And because when I'm rested, I don't tend to talk to myself about what I should be doing.
Yeah.
So that's number one. You're talking about you're not getting enough sleep, so you could be doing the dishes. You could be calling your friends.
You could be taking a nap.
Yeah, and it really stands in my way then because I think of all those things.
You have to manage those thoughts that you could be doing something else.
Yeah.
See, the thing is this, Kim, right now you could only be on the phone with us.
True.
And you could only be in Germany.
Right.
And we could only be in New Jersey.
Very true.
So
the other thing is Ellie is at this really magical stage where she's not verbal yet and she's learning by absorption. And she's absorbing not only the German language, but she's absorbing ways of being.
The way you are operating.
So if you can allow yourself the grace just to be you, and if you have the impulse to do the dishes and you find yourself doing them, fine. But if you have the impulse to do the dishes and you find yourself just sitting there, Ellie, that's fine too. She'll be learning that however she is okay.
And I can see this in some moments, especially when she's crying because she got too much input and she's tired, but she doesn't get to rest because all of these things she has to just be working with. And if I'm then just there with her, not trying to calm her down, just be there, then it's really easy for her also to get to rest.
Yeah, what Ariel said is really important. You see, she is learning how to be in the culture that she's growing up in. And you can either teach her to be worried and upset.
Drive herself forward.
Driven to accomplish. Or you can teach her to be where she is by example, not by telling her.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to be there for yourself and her, and she will learn to be there too. She won't cry as much if you are there when you're there with her. But if you're while you're with her are thinking about everything else you have to do, then that's what you're going to teach her.
Okay.
You know, the other thing, Kim, is we know you. So when you talk about you have I could be doing the dishes, we know that you will get them done. You're not going to let them sit there for a week. We're not talking to some of our college student friends of old. We had a friend of ours told us how they kept buying new dishes and they ended up having to wash everything in the bathtub.
Because they had so many dishes that were dirty, they didn't know where else to wash them.
So we know that's not your style.
Ooh.
You've just been trained to be rigorous on yourself. But if you were to start treating you with the kind of respect that you treat your daughter, might be very interesting.
You know, if you treated yourself like you treat your daughter, in that you're kind to her and you are compassionate for whatever she's going through, and you're not putting a great pressure on her to produce anything because she's incapable of it right now, then it would be magical for your life.
This is a really nice, not only idea, because I can see it sometimes, but yeah, sometimes it's like just this barrier of thoughts between being and, I don't know.
Well, you've been lost in thinking a lot lately, though. I notice it on the call. Whenever we say anything, there's this gap as you think it over. So you're not just listening. You're listening and then thinking about how it applies. And you know, you don't have to apply anything to your life, Kim. You're going to do just great if you're here.
Part of it, too, Kim, is that you have social pressures, too. So you're not just being with Ellie, you're not just living your life. You have this pressure to be a, quote, good mother. Well, of course you're a good mother. But that doesn't mean that you don't have concerns or you're second-guessing yourself or split, looking at how you're doing, analyzing if you're doing a good thing or a bad thing.
Okay.
Now you're really thinking.
Really?
Yeah, I was. That's true. Because, as you mentioned this, being a good mom or not, I thought this is just the one thing I haven't really thought of. So I was thinking about, do I really do this? Question myself as a mom. It's so fun to be with her, and we really enjoy the time. So I'm thinking really a lot, if I'm thinking about stuff, it's not that, I thought.
Okay.
Yeah. But maybe I am, and I haven't recognized yet. I don't know.
Well, just as long as you don't compare how your mother raised you to how you're raising Ella, you'll be okay.
Okay.
Or how the mothers around you or fathers around you are raising their kids or what they're doing in relation to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Then I'm really fine because, the only thing that matters is Ellie and us for me. And not what is around us.
Well, you know, we got to go to a break now.
Okay.
So thank you so much for calling.
Yes,
it was really, really a treat. And we're looking forward to meeting Ellie in a little less than 3 weeks.
Yeah,
3 weeks.
Sure.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Excellent.
Bye bye.
See you in Hamburg.
Yeah, we'll be back, everyone.
Come on back
and don't miss being here.
The the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
So, we have coming up in New York City on September 21st and 22nd a most remarkable workshop called Transformation in the Workplace. And since most of us spend most of our lives at work, or it may not be that you work at a job like 5 days or 6 days a week, 9 to 5, but you may be a house manage a household.
Or, and Kim's, her job is being a mother at the moment.
Yes.
That is a full-time job.
It is a full-time job. So if you're complaining about any aspect of your work-related tasks, if you're not having fun at work, you should come to our workshop. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I might as well just be blunt about it.
And even if things are going well, but you want to have it be an expansive experience where you feel as if you're going about your day with excellence, or you want to see those things that get between you and producing.
And if you want to be satisfied and fulfilled and enjoy those hours at work, going to work, coming home from work, then it would be really cool if you could join us, because it's not that far. I mean, we've got people coming in from Europe, so
you're invited.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have another caller.
And if you want to come, you come. Go to our website, Transformation Made Easy. All the details are
right
there.
You can register, and if you have any questions, you can email us. We have a caller.
We do.
Yep, Utah. You with us?
Yes, hello. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you.
Good to hear you, too.
It's so exciting to be with you on a radio show.
Well, thank you. Yeah, hearing your voice, we smile. Tell people where you're calling in from.
I'm calling in from Hamburg in Germany, and it's lovely outside. The autumn has arrived, and the air is crisp outside. The sun is shining. It's just lovely.
That's sweet. Excellent. So what can we do for you today, or this evening in your case?
Yes, it's early evening. Well, the topic really, really rang something in me. I feel divided quite often. It's in the past when I went to yoga or whatever, I was thinking about, oh, maybe I should be at home, be with my then boyfriend, and now I see it when I leave work early for yoga or anything else, because I arrived early. I think, oh, maybe I shouldn't do it because somebody can expect me at the office, although I did all my work. And also within work, I'm completely in it, and then I step back and say, oh, stop, I need to do something else, and then I'm out, and I'm drawn to two different tasks, and, yeah,
well, you
then
know
I get
something.
Lost.
I really heard it when you said when you're at yoga, you thought you should be with your then ex-boyfriend.
Well, now ex, then
now
boyfriend.
Then boyfriend. And I thought, well, that's probably why he's your ex-boyfriend, because when you were with him, you were thinking about all the other things you needed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, look, if you can teach yourself, train yourself to be where you are, relationships will be much easier. See, most of us want attention, and I'm sure your ex-boyfriend wanted attention, too. But
that's
when
true.
You're busy thinking about everything else in your life, while, which is a habit that most of us have learned, rather than being where we are with who we're interacting, well, then people get discouraged and leave. They want attention.
True. That's exactly true, and that's exactly why he left, yeah.
Another thing, you talk about sometimes you're really involved in something at work, and then you step back and you think, oh, no, I should be doing these other couple of projects. There's another possible way to look at that, because as you describe it, that tendency to step back, you're judging it. So let's first talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation, and then we'll talk about another potential way of looking at that tendency to step back when you're immersed in something at work. The first principle is anything you resist, or in other words, judge,
or disagree with in any way,
persists, it grows stronger, it dominates your life. So when you're talking about this tendency to step back when you're in the midst of things, you're absolutely judging it. And the more you judge it, the more you keep it in place. The second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. So if you find yourself pulling back, that's the only thing you could have done.
So if you don't judge yourself for it and just notice it, that's an effort to start healing, to clear up.
Then you have some choices, and that's the third principle. Anything you see without judging completes itself. I've come to discover when working on projects, not oftentimes creative projects, but not always, there comes a place where I'll be in the midst of, say, answering emails or writing or doing something, and I'll have this urge to step back. Frequently, if I do step back without being hard on myself for doing that and go do whatever that other thing is that I'm drawn to, whether it's go down, because our office is upstairs, we have a loft in an upstairs area, and the rest of our house, because our office is in our home, is downstairs. I'll go down and I'll make that cup of tea or cup of coffee or wash that dish or straighten that something. It clears my head so that I come back to the task that I was doing.
Refreshed
with a clear head and faster than if I'd force myself to grind it out.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's you hit a place you just don't know what to do next, and it's an escape. But I've come to let myself escape, actually, and
yeah.
I find it a very effective way to go about things.
See, the other thing is this. In reality, we can only do what we're doing in the current moment of our life. So that's the second principle. And if you allow yourself to do what you're doing, it completes itself. If you complain to yourself that you should be doing something else, you never do what you're doing well, and you certainly don't feel good about it as a result.
Yes.
You know, and look, you're a lawyer. You deal with sometimes very pressing issues at work. And the thing is, you need to be kind to yourself that you at times feel like you don't want to do it. Doesn't mean you're not going to get it done, but sometimes you do need a break.
Well, yeah.
You know, when they climb Mount Everest, they have way stations along the way where they stop and they rest for a day.
I don't know if you were listening when Kim called in, but I hear two things that are similar in both of you, and I don't think it's simply because you're both German. There is a lack of trust in yourself.
Yeah,
and as
true.
I see in a lot of people, it's like you think if you don't drive yourself forward, you won't get whatever the project
you'll
is done.
You'll become complacent.
And you are so responsible. I just don't see that being the case.
Okay. Yeah, that's really true. That's the record in my head, which is saying you have to go for it and you're not good enough, and if you step back, you're
going to fail. And look, Jutta, if you really look, you'll see you've gotten everything accomplished that you've wanted to get accomplished.
Yeah, at least most of it, but
you see, that's the thing. It isn't most of it. Those things you didn't get accomplished were things you didn't really want to get accomplished.
Well, for instance, you may think, oh, yes, what I wanted to accomplish was to have a relationship, but you have had relationships, and relationships that
you had dissolved. Yes, you want relationships until you have them. You see that? Once you have them, that part of your mind that complains about you starts complaining about them.
Yeah.
And then there's no peace in the relationship because you pick on yourself like you're not doing enough. You're not doing it right enough. You got to work harder. And for you, my dear, the truth is working gentler rather than harder will produce a much greater effect than pushing yourself to get it done. You can relax. You're good enough to do everything you need to do.
Well, there's that record in my head which says...
Yes, but really? Again, you know, we were talking to Kim about this. You learn by absorption. You did not put together that record. If I sang to you every day of your life for the first 6 years a certain lullaby, chances are that song would play in your head. So the I've got to do more, I've got to drive myself,
See, you picked up your parents' thoughts when you were an infant. You learned how to be the way they were. And so they were driven to produce. You see, look, we've all been raised in cultures. Our approach isn't psychotherapeutic. It is anthropological. And we have all been raised in ongoing cultures. We're born into them. And we pick up the way other people relate to life, and that becomes normal. So what's normal for you is to push yourself very hard, to work all the time, to when you're having a break from work, you don't really take a break. You still think about everything you need to do. You learn to behave this way, Jutta.
Yeah.
It isn't something you decided when you were a child. Now, the way to be when I grow up is to work really hard and really push myself and never take breaks. But if you grew up around people who worked really hard, really pushed themselves, were hard on themselves, and they were never able to do it good enough for themselves, that's what you will learn to be.
True. Yeah, I see this.
See, now, what's wonderful about this all is that with awareness, a non-judgmental seeing, you can start to take control of your own life rather than act out what you were programmed with from the culture you grew up in. Not in opposition to anything.
See the thing, Yuta, there's always more to be done in a day than can be accomplished in a day. That's part of having a healthy life. Your mind can skitter off into lots of different things that you could do, or projects you could do, or things you could accomplish, or briefs you could write, or much more than you can do in a day. And the game is whether or not you're going to give yourself
permission
to not do when you're not doing.
Okay.
You know, as you probably know, I had a shoulder injury. I had shoulder surgery. I'm going to physical therapy. You want to know my favorite part of physical therapy? I mean,
let me guess, the ice down after?
And the heat up before. I get 10 minutes of heat before we start and 10 minutes of ice. And they wrap up my arm, and I'm not allowed to move around or go anywhere. I can't. I just have to sit there in that chair, and I'm not. So I have my audio book on, but it's like I close my eyes and it's like permission to do nothing, and it's wonderful.
And so if you want an assignment, we'll give you one. Give yourself permission to do nothing for 10 minutes every hour.
Wow, sounds interesting.
It is interesting.
And difficult.
Who knows what might be possible? You may discover that if you just stop what you're doing and do nothing for 10 minutes but relax, that you're very efficient for that hour that you do work, for the 50 minutes that you work.
Now, that doesn't mean that you now turn this into a system that, oh, now it's time, I have to stop. If you're engaged and you're feeling really on fire and on a roll, great.
Then do it.
But if you have the impulse to give yourself a break, that you give yourself a break when you do. And that, by the way, includes yoga. If you don't fully disengage, you never refill your batteries.
That's true, yeah.
We
and I love doing yoga. It's so refreshing, and it's calming me down. So it's really good, and I feel much more energized afterwards to get something done or not.
Or not, yes. Is it okay to feel much more energized and not have to pour that into a project?
Actually, yes, in the evening, yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We hear you're joining us in Hamburg also.
Yes, and not only in Hamburg, also in New York in November.
Oh, that's so good. I think you're the smartest person giving yourself consistency of workshops, because that way you stay more in the moment of your life rather than get lost and have to find your way back. So I'm really, really happy for you. Hey, we have to go to a break now. Thanks for calling in.
Really lovely. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Me too. I'm really excited about it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, we'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back.
Yes, come on back, and don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back to Being.
Before we go any further, shout out to Alan. He's the nicest guy. We were driving down the road and saw a motorized canoe for sale, and he was the previous owner. We are now the proud new owners. And
about a Grumman sports boat.
Yeah, and he went above and beyond because to get it registered, we had to have a whole notary thing, and so he took time out of his day to help us out. So, good
hey,
on you, Alan, and we
you
appreciate
well, Alan.
It.
Thank you. Maybe this afternoon I'll get to use it.
You might. Also, I know we were speaking with Kim in Utah about Hamburg. So whether you're a European listener or listening from other places, we've had people come in from Hong Kong, from Malaysia, from the U.S., we are doing the Art of Listening and the Freedom to Breathe, two courses that are really, really wonderful. October 3rd is the Freedom to Breathe. It's a Thursday. 4th, 5th, and 6th is the Art of Listening. And Yuta also talked about our November course, which is Living a Complaint-Free, Drama-Free Life, and that's in New York.
And for most people, the idea of a complaint-free, drama-free life is a revolutionary idea because most of us have been raised in complaint and drama, and it's almost like speaking the language. You know, everywhere you go, people are complaining about something and creating drama in their lives. You know, we were walking, Ariel and I, down in Lambertville, New Jersey, which is south of us, about a half an hour. We were walking down the street there. We walked by a little fire station, and it said, there was a placard in the window that said, a poster that said, the best way to put out a fire is not to start one in the first place. And I thought about how most people create these little fires in their lives without realizing it. They don't do it so much intentionally, but it's what they've been raised with. You know, people have been upset around us, have dramatic things going on, and that's what we learn is what the spice of life is. And so we create stuff like that. We start these little fires, and then we wonder why we're burning up.
And we also start fires so that we can be pulled all over the place, so that we don't have to be in the intensity of being here in the moment.
Really?
You know, as we were putting together this show today, we were looking about...
The moment is so exquisite.
It really is. About when you're divided. that really it's a complaint in disguise.
Well, you're saying no to what's right in front of you.
And saying something else would be preferable.
Right.
We have another caller. Let's take him.
Okay. Christian.
Yes, hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Thank you, good, and you?
Excellent.
Good.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Hamburg today.
Well, this is our German day today. Nice to hear your voice.
Well, thank you, yours too.
But you're not really German, are you? You're Swiss.
But he's living in Hamburg now. Are you living in Hamburg now? Where are you living?
I'm living in Hamburg now.
Huh.
Yeah. I moved in May. I moved to Hamburg, and now I live in Hamburg. Yes.
So what can we do for you today?
I was surprised listening to your the radio show and how much I was driven to, like, oh yeah, let's go to Facebook, let's check this, or oh yes, I have to prepare my hair extensions for tomorrow's shoot, or, and I was like, oh wow, it's sometimes just a short moment when I have like the idea to do something, and then when I come back, it's like, wow, I missed so much from like the radio show.
Yes.
I love you.
That's so perfect, because we miss so much from our lives when we get distracted.
Mm-hmm. And I can see, I work as a makeup and hair artist.
Yes.
And so from time to time, I work in a department store here in Hamburg. And I can see that when I work there, I would not say it's always when I'm there. I'm more in my head. I'm more in my thoughts, thinking like I should be somewhere else. I should do something else.
I'll tell you what that's about. It's interesting that you say that, Christian, because we were talking on Monday night, and we asked the participants who came on Monday, why do you come here and why do you come back? And we had a whole range of different people who attend things with us talking about what transformation is for them.
And the quality of their lives and how their lives have transformed.
And Stephanie, who is from Hamburg but lives in New York and has for most of her adult life, stood up. And she was talking, and she works at a bank, so it's a very different job than you, but she was talking about how it used to be that certain tasks were beneath her. And so she wouldn't want to do them. And now how she isn't ruled by her preferences, how she's delighted at the minutiae of her job as well as the bigger, more complex things that are associated with being a bank executive. I am really clear that if you were to give us a list, a hierarchy of what is your better jobs, your department store job would fall on the bottom.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's a second piece to it. See, you work with other people in the department stores.
Yes.
And they may be complaining about having to be there. Because I would bet they're a complaint about every aspect of their life.
Yes.
And so you can easily link up and sync up with them. Yes.
I don't even have to talk with them about.
No, you don't have to talk with them. You just have to be in their presence. They create, you know, look, you work in the makeup parts of the store. Well, they also have perfumes there, right?
Yes, they do.
Perfume doesn't go in one direction. It goes anywhere the breeze blows.
Yeah.
Well, a person walks by and they're emitting a perfume, you can still smell it. You don't have to be wearing it.
Oh, so,
it's the same with thoughts.
Right. So if somebody
attitude.
If somebody is addicted to complaining and being negative in their life and you're around them, you're going to start thinking that way. You know, there's been some really wild things that have happened. There was a man once who had never committed a crime, and he moved into another man's house and was a roommate of this man, and then he molested this first man, molested a child, and he had never mm-hmm. thought of it before, but he did, and it turned out that the person he was living with was a child molester. So just being in that person's thought stream affected the way he thought about life.
Now, that doesn't make him any less responsible for his actions.
No.
But it's a really gross, as in a large example, of how our environment can influence us.
The thoughts of the people around us can influence how we relate to life. But now, here's the interesting thing. Transformation goes both ways. You can, if you're calm and centered in yourself and are directed in what you're doing rather than scattered, then the people around you will start to take on your way of being.
I want to go back to what you said a moment ago, Christian, though also to underline it because it was so brilliant, about noticing how pulled you were to do Facebook or emails. Or one of the things about video games or Facebook or television, they're made to be visually compelling, to pull you, to pull your attention. It's how they sell ads. You know this. You're in the industry. You create something
yeah.
visually compelling so a person will get interested in a product. And you're a visual person. I find that, we have our instant message going here with our engineer so that he can tell us our timing of the show and when we need to go to break and things like that.
Or if a caller calls in.
But in general, I need to turn my back to that visual and just check in from time to time to make sure I'm not missing anything, because otherwise I'm divided.
You get distracted.
I get distracted.
Well, you know, when we go out to eat in restaurants in the city, New York City, we do our best to not look at the television screens that are playing there, because then we're not together anymore. Then I'm watching a soccer game rather than being with Ariel.
Unless we plan on doing that, and then we sit at the same side of a table together and we watch something. But, you know, you got to figure that we come from a long line of being eaten. That there were predators out there, so anything that moves fast and with color, your eye
follows.
Yes.
It was interesting. At Monday, we met, as I said, we met a bunch of lovely new people. But some of the people that we met, they all came together. And anytime there was a break or a pause, they whipped out their cell phones and they were texting like crazy. And they were telling us that they were afraid that if they didn't text, they were going to fall behind.
Right.
And that's also the culture we're currently in, where we have to check our Facebook, we have to check our emails, we have to do our text, because we're afraid that we won't get somewhere.
As if where we are is not good enough. As if what we're doing isn't the right thing in this moment. And you see, Christian, you're doing your life
yeah.
perfectly. All you have to do is be here for it. And look, if you're distracted, you're doing that perfectly too. So it really doesn't matter.
True.
But, you know, I really loved the conversation we had with Yuta, so I'm not sure if you heard it, because you might have gotten distracted, but about letting yourself really, truly, honestly take breaks when you take breaks.
There was a time mm-hmm. when I was working, leading a workshop in the Sierra Nevada mountains, and every morning there was a run, a 1 mile run, and the rule of the run, because it did have some rules, was you would never walk. You'd either run or you'd stop. And that was very good because, you know, a lot of times people want to cruise through life at a walk rather than run, rather than get engaged fully. And so you're either fully engaged in running or you are fully disengaged and stopped. And that was the game. And I'll tell you, that was good because it trained me to really go for my life when I was going for my life. And when I stopped and took a break, that's all I do. It isn't about thinking I should be doing something else now.
That's really cool that you that imagine, because I started to feel the last days that I have like not like a break when I have a break. It's always like something triggering in me. I should do something, or yeah, maybe I can prepare this or check this.
You know, I go back to now our conversation with Kim. One of the things that I pay attention to is something that I have affectionately labeled the law of diminishing returns, meaning there are times where I have the idea I should keep doing this, I should keep doing that. And it's funny how sometimes in the evening in particular, if I go to write something or answer an email, my typing skills have degraded so seriously that it will take me literally 5 to 10 times longer to do something. And so I have trained myself to let go when I let go. And by the way, Mr. Christian, guess what time it is? It's time for us to let go of this show because almost to the end.
Wow. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you called. Really. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful to have you. By the way, everybody, next Monday is Shia and my anniversary of our wedding. How to Have a Match Made in Heaven is our newest book. So if you want to celebrate that with us, pick up the book.
Yes, and it's 29 years.
And next week on Wednesday, we have Ladies and Gentlemen, Start Your Engines 2. It's going to be a sexy show. Tune in and join us. We'll be back, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.